"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken, what's it called? John and Ken on demand. It's on the iHeart app. It's the podcast version of the radio show, same show.
Good start. You've only been saying that for like 9 months.
Well, that's the problem.
And suddenly you can't remember on demand.
Suddenly, that is brain locks.
Fantastic. All right, first things first, to get the show kicked off. The Moist Line. It's going to be my last one. Not that that matters. Call about anything you want, but there's plenty of room. So leave a message because it's tomorrow already. Use the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Number two, the Pastathon. Monies raised has passed $1 million. Here is the latest update on the Pastathon total. $1,069,298 for the Pastathon 2023, the 13th annual. And a quick reminder that it is not over. You can donate or bid on auction items at pastathon.com. And the bidding on the auction items ends Saturday at 11:45 p.m. Shop at any Smart and Final store and donate at checkout. That ends Sunday night. And go to any Wendy's restaurant in Southern California and donate $5 or more and get a coupon book worth $14. That ends Sunday night. And don't forget, this Saturday, the Fork Report will be broadcasting live from 2 to 5 from Wendy's in Glendora at 706 West Route 66. So all of your donations, that's 100%, goes to Katarina's Club. Please help at pastathon.com. Now, and I have a note here that your auction item,
yes,
is still at $5,500.
$5,500 is the last bid. So you've got till Saturday, 11:45 p.m. You can spend an hour in my presence, co-hosting the show. You'll have a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of money. It may have peaked there, but that's a good
no,
total.
That's a good total.
That's healthy.
That's more than I thought would come in, really.
Oh, okay.
So, but if there's somebody who really wants to do this, you can be a KFI host for an hour.
Right.
With me.
Now, is there any pregame discussion, or they just come in and you guys just start going at it? Or
well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see who it is.
You'll probably but, put this off until like a year from now, but
whenever they want to come in is fine. I got a lot of free time now, so
you do. What do you
have? I mean, on the show, now? They can walk in.
Oh, I see.
Well, right, you know, the right. There's an empty chair now, so
right, because you're a monologuer.
$5,500 is the top bid. You want to outbid that? You will win an hour on the air with me as a co-host. And, you know, you could set some of the agenda.
And it could be that thing where people wait because it's 11:45 p.m. Saturday that this ends. So some people do that. There may be a really big bid coming in late. And
right.
Do you ever see that? You know, you go to those silent bid auctions where they have the stuff on the table and you walk around, you sign a thing and you put your bid in. But I'm like, they're always empty until, I guess, the last hour. Everybody goes in there because they want to be the highest bidder and not keep going back and checking.
I have gone to dozens of those because
you probably have.
When you have kids, you know, you're constant. There's constant fundraising auctions.
Right.
And I've hosted a few of them. And there are so many strategies that go on. There's people who guard, you know, the written list will be in front of the prize.
Yes.
And back when they used to have written lists and people would my wife is really good at this. Like, she was good at, like, blocking out other mothers if there was something she wanted.
What do you mean? Not letting them go up and sign the bid sheet?
I don't know what was going on.
Literally blocking them?
I would turn. Yeah, there was some kind of physical
strategy
involved.
West Side women, unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and I saw a lot of women doing this. You know, they would just hover. And if they saw somebody, you do it surreptitiously because somebody comes in, they put another bid, you look, oh, they outbid me. Boom, you swoop right in there and raise the bid and raise it significantly.
Oh.
But then there's somebody else doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it became electronic. Then it was like you were bidding on eBay. They would hand you these like pager devices, or you'd go to a website eventually.
Oh, okay, yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, and then you know there's always like a live auction.
There's got to be an app that you can just
now like there's a whole company with an app that any fundraiser can use the app and do the bidding, and you know it used to be paddles. People would wave paddles in the air with the numbers.
Oh yeah, I like the paddles.
People
would
start beating
auctions.
Each other with the paddles, but it's. So, I know this from, you know, once in a while, I would buy something on eBay a long time ago, and you do wait to the last minute, because that's when the real bidders come in.
Sure.
Like the last 5 minutes, because most people don't waste time monitoring it all. And if you put out a big bid early and think, oh, I've got it wrapped up, you don't have it wrapped up. Somebody's going to swoop in, you know, 5 minutes beforehand and crush your bid. So, anyway. Odds are by Saturday night, it'll be going for more than $5,500.
The next order of business is 28. 28 listeners picked Henry Kissinger to die in the year 2023 in the John and Ken Gould pool. 100 years old. Was that like a minus point on a scale or 0 to 10 scale?
You lose a point, yes.
I mean, honestly.
You picked Henry Kissinger and you want credit? Come on.
He just got past his 100th birthday. We talked about it a few months ago because he made a trip to China, actually. So he was still plugging along. He died at his home in Connecticut. And, of course, most well-known in the Nixon and Ford administrations. Of course, he eventually became Secretary of State.
Yes.
And a lot to do with China.
It's worth, if you didn't live through that time or you don't remember it, it's worth reading up on Kissinger because he had a lot to do with how we dealt with the Soviet Union during the Cold War, with China and opening up relations. The Vietnam War had a huge part in that. It was basically Nixon gave him a free hand. It's like, hey, you want to go bomb Cambodia? Henry, go right ahead. Bomb Cambodia. And a lot of people died, and his legacy is very controversial.
It is. Some people think he was too, let's just say, accommodating to the Chinese, too, when that whole thing got started.
Too bomb happy.
Anyway, what John wanted to send along today, the story that apparently he had quite the diet. Loved to eat bratwurst and schnitzel.
Hold on.
He is. Lived to 100.
I want to wake up Deborah here. Deborah, pay attention. Hey. Oh, Chris Little is talking in there. No.
Well, Henry Kissinger's son has told how the former diplomat managed to live to over 100 despite eating a heavy diet of bratwurst and schnitzel.
How about that?
He was not active at all. So,
you know what? Sometimes it's in the genes.
Bratwurst, schnitzel, no exercise. And did you see the women that he used to date? Holy moly. He was a playboy. He had all these beautiful actresses.
He was a good-looking guy in his younger days.
They just thought he was an incredible intellectual.
And I was going to say, he's so smart. I mean, that's sexy.
I don't think he was ever people sexy as men alive.
You got to contribute that to the bratwurst and schnitzel.
No.
You got to give credit to Bratwurst.
No, not
guy makes it to 100. He's Secretary of State.
I'm telling you that there are certain people, because I've heard this before, certain people who eat like crap and they live to be 100. It's a genetic disposition.
Well, you know, Germans and Eastern Europeans eat a lot of this. And my theory is that they evolved to tolerate it and thrive on it.
I'm not sure I want to live to be 100, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't. Well, you know, the other alternative is Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw those photos of him showing up at his wife's memorial, it was tough to look at.
He and Kissinger are almost the same age, and Kissinger was flying around still to China.
Quite a week for elderlies. I mean, because Jimmy Carter is 99, his wife was 96, and now we have Kissinger 100. And I don't think Jimmy Carter is going to be around much longer.
The 1970s are officially dying out.
They took him 164 miles from his home in Plains, Georgia, to Atlanta to attend his wife's memorial. Apparently, that was a tough thing to do, and they rolled him in, and he did not speak, of course, and just laid there for the service, and then showed up again the next day at another event where they just rolled him in there. But apparently, people say he's just very stubborn. He wanted to go to his wife's services. He didn't care what it took. He was going to get there. And obviously he can't move at all. And
if he makes it to the new year, how many of our genius listeners are going to be picking him in the Gould pool?
I was going to ask Ray that. We had 28 for Kissinger. We must have even more for Jimmy Carter, who's like even more well-known.
We're going to get 500 for Jimmy Carter.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeart Radio app.
Ah, yes. And Deborah Mark. Uh-huh. You know what?
What?
Next Pastathon, going to get you to eat bratwurst and schnitzel.
Good luck. That's not going to
happen. She won't. It's an ethical violation.
Exactly. Wearing leopard pajamas and a pink avocado hat is not an ethical problem for you.
Well, it was, but I just put it aside.
Then you're a better person, a better sport than I am.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I just want to read one quick headline here. Florida Republican chairman accused of sex battery by an alleged menage a trois lover.
Apparently, Florida what? Florida what?
The Republican chairman of Florida.
Oh.
Of the party. Christian Ziegler. Apparently he had a threesome going with his wife and another woman. And the other woman is alleging rape. And they're got a police investigation going on.
Well, Florida's certainly in the news because tonight it is Newsom against DeSantis. KFI will carry that debate at 6 o'clock.
Charged Florida Republicans.
It's on Fox News Television hosted by Sean Hannity. We'll have a preview and some things you should know because everybody's writing stories comparing Florida to California. We'll give you what you really need to know concerning the two states matched against each other. And the governor doesn't decide everything anyway. They always try to make it sound like that the fate of the world. I mean, a guy said that to me at the Pastathon, I think as I was leaving. He said, the one thing you said, it's always stuck with me, is that it doesn't really matter who's president. Live your life. So much coverage, so much ridiculous spotlight shining on these politicians. Sometimes I'd rather not talk about them.
It's like sports.
Yeah.
You know, people will obsess on a football quarterback. And
well, that's what half of it is, the game. Yeah. But, you know. All right. We'll be talking about Biden later on because we want to play those parts of his speech yesterday where he said some really ridiculous things, and including Congressman Trump. He talked about Congressman Trump. You may not have known that, but Donald Trump apparently is in Congress.
Oh, yeah. They remember he had a chance to be speaker. There was a lot of talk.
There was a lot of talk that somebody couldn't. And you don't have to be a member of Congress to be speaker. So. We're going to be talking about murders for the next couple of segments. This one is puzzling, and I think there's more to the story. We're going to get it now from KTLA reporter Chris Wolf, but this is the story of a man who was murdered by a homeless woman who was living in her car on the street not far from this home in the mid-Wilshire area of Los Angeles. She broke in and shot him to death. Let's listen to the report.
A shooting victim's family reacts for the first time on social media since the deadly attack. Our beloved son, Michael Latt, fell victim to a tragic act of violence this week. Michael devoted his career to supporting artists, championing organizations that raised up artists of color, and leveraged storytelling for enduring change. We celebrate his legacy, love, and compassion. Investigators say a 36-year-old homeless woman broke into Latt's Mid-Wilshire apartment early Monday evening and, for reasons unclear, at least to the general public at this time, fatally shot him. Police say Jamila Elena Michael remained at the scene and was arrested on suspicion of murder. Given the victim's penchant for helping others, neighbors tell KTLA they wonder if the two knew each other or had some type of interaction prior to the deadly violence. Police say the shooting suspect appeared to be living out of her car, which has been seized as evidence. As the murder investigation pushes forward, images of a young man who dedicated his life to activism and social justice are coming to light. His website shows the organization he founded, Lead with Love, and reveals a close association with rapper, actor, and activist Common, among other standouts.
Can you find the wolves in this picture?
Martin Scorsese's Western epic, Killers of the Flower Moon, was one of Latt's latest partnerships. It tells the story of a Native American woman trying to save her community from, quote, a spree of murders fueled by oil and greed. A 2019 Forbes article explains how Michael Latt is channeling Hollywood's appetite for social change, describing his work with films detailing the struggles of young black men with law enforcement. Suspected shooter Jamila Michael is being held on $3 million bail.
That's a story from KTLA and reporter Chris Wolf. So neighbors said they're still wondering whether the suspect and the victim knew each other, because so far that's not being revealed. All we hear is they don't believe that they knew each other. So she's living in her car down the street, and she decides to break into this apartment, this home, and shoot this man that she did not know. Didn't steal anything. It doesn't really add up yet to me.
Unless it was an insane, impulsive act by somebody on meth. Or
could be.
Was there, but, was he trying to help her and...
Well, his friends call him a social justice warrior. I mean, yeah. I looked at the Lead with Love website. There's not a lot I could discern. It's a lot about empowering people and lifting people and and loving, John. They believe that all you should do is just love everyone. Because
those are all my favorite words. Lifting.
We're engineered to want love.
Empowering.
Right. Are you not engineered to want love?
I'm engineered
to be loved.
I'm engineered to be left alone. That's just the way it is.
A lot of his work was detailing the struggles of young black men with law enforcement. That was his big social justice cause, apparently, from what I'm reading. So I don't know. It's just a strange story, and I think there's going to be more to come in the days to come.
Strange line in that TV report where the reporter said, for reasons not known to the public, which implied there were reasons that people knew if you were close to the situation.
You're right. Yes,
you know,
he did say that.
The way he worded that, it sounded like he knew something, but he wasn't...
allowed to reveal it yet.
Yeah, exactly. So that... but you're right, actually. The odds of somebody, you know, leaving their car and walking into a stranger's house and shooting...
6 p.m., right?
At 6 o'clock, yeah. Now, if she was living in the car in the neighborhood with this guy's bent towards social change, it's hard to believe that he would pass her every day and not... end up with some kind of interaction.
That's true. You're right.
You know, it seems impossible. You got somebody practically outside your house there living in the car.
Well, we'll go with the 3-day rule and see what is revealed in the coming days. When we come back, another murder, which is really troubling, and it shows you that they're still out there. It looks like there may have been a follow home robbery in San Dimas that took a life of a man who was shot and killed inside his garage. Blake Trolley has more details. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists. Like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating melon serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I just have a lot of guests. You know, ever since...
Oh, yes, okay.
I thought you said gas.
Same thing. I thought he said I have a lot of gas.
I've got that too.
Because you made a noise like, wop.
The only way to get rid of the gas. Ever since you announced you're leaving... It's taken up more and more of my time now.
Deborah Mark, do you understand that?
No.
I don't either. Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Because now I got to, I got to do everything myself.
Ken's still here.
I wasn't overwhelmed.
Just planning for, after you leave. Yeah. lots of stuff I don't want to get into, but yeah.
Okay.
Somehow you're retiring and my time is being taken up.
Well, too bad you didn't appreciate all that all these years. Screw you. We got room on the moist line, so I'm here to tell you that you can still drop a message in there using the iHeartRadio app or calling the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll have a preview coming up after 2 o'clock with an ABC News reporter for KFI on the debate coming tonight at 6 between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. We'll have it on KFI Radio. Right now, we pick up KFI News reporter Blake Trolley, and we still have these horrible follow-home robberies. At least that's what it appears to be in San Dimas that took a life of a man. Let's get more details from Blake. Hello.
Yeah, guys, that's right. The fatal shooting of a man last night in San Dimas may have been the result of a follow-home robbery. My sources tell me the suspect arrested is a man. This shooting happened yesterday in a very quiet neighborhood. This neighborhood is up against the foothills north of the 210. It's in a very quiet, very pretty neighborhood. It's almost in like a bowl of hills. There's a golf course nearby. It's really kind of got an escapism feel. Well, Tuesday night around dinner time, so about 6:45, deputies responded to a medical rescue call. There they found the man inside his Tesla, which was parked in his garage with a gunshot wound to his torso. Some of his personal property was taken, although details remain unclear as to what exactly was taken. This man, we're told, was 42 years old. He's the father of two children. And if that's true, what neighbors and family members are telling us, that he had two children, the trauma of this must have been unbelievable, especially if he was followed home and his family heard that gunshot and found him sitting there in the garage suffering from a gunshot wound. Now, yesterday morning, a neighbor shared with me his Ring camera footage. It doesn't show the shooting, but you can hear one single gunshot. Interestingly, he was outside setting up Christmas lights. He's one of several neighbors who told me they heard the response to this, but they didn't hear the initial shooting, but somehow his Ring camera did pick it up.
It didn't sound too loud. I mean, I just have a little Nest camera on my driveway, so it was just you could hear a pop, and that was it.
Now, neighbors are telling me that the timing of this shooting really has them concerned with this 6:45 time. They're saying, you know, in this quiet neighborhood, a lot of people are out walking around at that time. The thought that somebody would be brazen enough to follow someone home potentially and shoot and kill them in their garage really has them on edge. This man says he's shocked. It makes him feel like nowhere safe anymore.
Most people have lived here for many years, 20, 30 years. There's a few new residents, but mostly it's an older neighborhood, very quiet. Shocking. We hardly ever see any break-ins or burglaries, actually, maybe once a year or so. So it's very disturbing that something like this could go on.
Now, a couple people I spoke with in the neighborhood also, guys, are taking aim now at California's crime policies, blaming this. There's definitely some anger in this neighborhood.
A lot of people are voting the wrong direction. They're voting for the people that are soft on crime. They're voting on people that are not interested in keeping us safe.
Now, while details remain unclear on what officials will talk about here at 2 o'clock, we're expecting more details on the arrest. The WHO at this press conference tells me that this may have been a crime spree, or at least he may have committed crimes in other areas. Maybe he was arrested somewhere else, because sheriff's officials of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department will be at this press conference. But if you look at a rundown of who's attending, a captain from Beverly Hills PD will also be in attendance today and speaking at this press conference. So that could indicate either where he was arrested, or maybe where else he was wanted, or maybe somewhere else he committed a crime within a short time span.
So they think he was followed home for a while, perhaps.
He could have been followed home for a while. You know, if you really look at that area in San Dimas, guys, it's not close to too much shopping. I know there's a Costco somewhat nearby in the area. I think the type of car he drives could paint a picture as to how he was targeted. He was driving a Tesla. Maybe it was as simple as that. Hard to say, and I think also one of the facts that we're going to need to get from investigators to really determine what happened here is what was taken. Was it stuff he just bought? Because they said some of his personal items were taken, but they haven't detailed exactly what those were.
Yeah, ABC 7 says this press conference will be the San Dimas and Beverly Hills Police Department, so I wonder if that's where he was earlier?
Yeah, so the area in which he was shot is handled by the LA County Sheriff's Department. So they're handling the investigation. But when I saw that Beverly Hills captain listed on the rundown there of people who were about to speak, that really had me thinking there's got to be some sort of connection there. You know, it's not like police officials from other cities just tag along.
Yeah, just get involved, right?
Press conferences.
Did anybody
talk? Yeah, exactly.
How about the possibility that he was personally attacked, like there was it's someone he knew
targeted?
Yeah.
At this point in time, it doesn't appear that he was targeted on a personal level. I think the main focus, at least that investigators have released to reporters, is that this is a possible follow home robbery. But you know, we're less than 20 minutes away. We'll get more information on that, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how this played out. But nonetheless, people in this neighborhood very on edge. This is somewhere a lot of people who live here say they never thought, you know, something like this would happen.
All right. Thank you very much, Blake. And we'll hear on KFI News at the update next hour.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Blake Trolley, KFI News, covering what appears to be a follow home robbery. It took the life of a man in San Dimas. He was shot. And there is a news conference coming up in the 2 o'clock hour where they're going to talk about an arrest. But this is not over. I mean, we're in L.A. County where the criminal justice system is in a shambles. And people are still doing the follow home robbery thing. They're still doing the street robbery thing. And of course, earlier this hour, we had a homeless woman in very strange circumstances break her way into an apartment in Mid-Wilshire and kill a guy.
If you let a crazy person live in their car in a residential section, you can't be shocked when she gets up and shoots one of the neighbors. That's the fault of Karen Bass and the policy of not rounding these kind of people up and putting them either in jail or towing their car away or putting them in a mental health clinic or a drug clinic, whatever they need. that should be the policy of the mayor, and it's not. So eventually the woman's going to come out of her car and kill somebody. And, you know, there's a lot of this going on. And when we find out this guy's name, if he gets arrested, then what are the odds that he's in Gascon's 14,000 pile of crimes that haven't been prosecuted yet? 14,000 cases he hasn't prosecuted. I wonder if this guy shows up a few times in there.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll get a preview of tonight's debate between Newsom and DeSantis. If you haven't heard yet, the governor of Florida, the governor of California, will go one-on-one on Fox News with the host, Sean Hannity.
Oh,
KFI will carry this broadcast at 6 o'clock, yes?
KFI will carry this broadcast at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. You made a noise. I thought you were in pain.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And then you said it. So I'm just reiterating it.
Sometimes I get to things. They may not be first, but I do.
I don't know. I'm just...
I'm glad you repeated it so that people get the message twice.
Right.
This will, preempt part of the Tim Conway Jr. show then, right?
Sadly, yes.
It'll be, I think it's a one-hour debate. I don't know if it is.
No, 90 minutes.
Oh, it's 90 minutes? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not watching 90 minutes of those two. Sorry. You're on your own tomorrow.
I'll do the last 30. You do the first 60.
No, let's reverse that. All right, so we'll also bring you some stats. Everybody's throwing out stats comparing Florida and California. At which state? I mean, the topics tonight have got to include COVID. They've got to include homelessness. But Newsom will make sure that they get what he calls his list of freedoms in there concerning things like abortion
and gay
and LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. Most of that stuff doesn't affect most people's daily lives. And so Newsom is going to keep veering the conversation in that direction. And
he will.
You know, we'll give you a bunch of statistics, which actually are not boring statistics. They encapsulate what's gone wrong in California and what goes right in Florida. But are they going to even touch it in the debate to any great extent? And is it going to be made understandable? If you throw out a lot of numbers at people, it's not going to penetrate. The numbers represent something, though, about our life.
All right. Well, so we'll get into that after the news at 2 o'clock. All right. So no need to panic. Please don't panic. Please stay in your seats. Don't run for the exits. Don't scream. But we do have two counties in the United States that are seeing a huge uptick in what is described as bacterial respiratory infections. In fact, one reference to this is that it's called white lung. Ew. We're talking about Massachusetts and Ohio. They're having a spike in child pneumonia cases. We have seen this in China and in some, I think Denmark is another country that's reporting spikes in bacterial white lung pneumonia in children. This is not unusual. They do flare up. There was one little flare up in 2021, but obviously we were still talking all about COVID and people weren't paying much. I mean, COVID is viral.
Just this kids, not spread to adults?
It seems to be largely infecting kids. I don't think it's only kids that have this. But it is called Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a bacterial lung infection for which antibiotics are useless. Okay. And some are testing positive for good old strep. Remember strep throat?
Yeah.
The average age of the patients in Ohio is just 8. Some are as young as 3 years old. One of the theories, is that children's immunities could have been weakened by the lockdowns and the mask wearing and the school closures. Because they were not exposed to any of these bacteria for their system to, mount a defense.
That theory would make sense. I don't know if it's true, though, but,
yeah,
you know, there must have been damage to the immune system in the sense that it wasn't energized. You have to constantly run into germs in order to be strong and healthy because then
right. your body builds the immunities. It builds a reaction to the germs, right?
I keep telling Deborah this because she's still running around.
What?
It's not. It's just because it also grosses. Yeah, I know. I don't wear gloves, but when I open doors.
I heard you put a glove on your face, which is kind of weird.
I did not.
Paper towels on her hands. The other day she's opening doors with
paper towels.
I use
my sleeves, and it has become a habit now, Ken. It really has.
John's saying, just go out there and get sick so you get more.
You have to embrace all the germs out there. You and Conway, too. Conway's always running around with the...
Right to the pasta sign with that big bottle of hand sanitizer. Put it right there on the desk right away.
I know.
You'll need this.
I know.
I said, well, it's the end of the show. You need this.
It's a good crazy test. You find out that people, even if you know them for a long time, what their crazy points are. And it's for a lot of people, it's germs.
Crazy points.
Well, you know.
So in Ohio, they said this. We do not think this is a novel or a new respiratory disease, but just a rather large uptick in the number of pneumonia cases normally seen at one time. And, of course, we're not even, well, Thanksgiving's passed, but Christmas is coming, so they're doing the same thing again.
What happened to the flu?
Year's flu, there was a flu death like last month in L.A. County, the first one.
One? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all I know of.
Seems like the flu hasn't been around for 5 years. It's all these weirdo infections.
COVID, pneumonia.
Stuff the Chinese are producing in their laboratories.
So you'll get a fever, you get a cough, you get a fatigue. It sounds just like the flu, but...
What happened?
White lung.
You got a bacterial...
I looked it up, too, and it kept talking about asbestos in your lung. And I said, well that's not what we're...
Do you remember during COVID, they talked about the people who really were in terrible shape had this ground glass effect when they did scans of their lungs?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That looked like broken glass.
Right.
And same thing with this as well. It causes the same phenomena when you do a scan.
All right. When we come back, well, tonight's the night. There will be a debate between Dippity-Doo, Gavin Newsom, the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the other side. God, they talked about this. They were both out there on Twitter attacking each other. Then eventually they got together, and it was Sean Hannity at Fox News that kind of got these two together because he's interviewed them both. And we learned the other day that he gets along well with Newsom. Anyway... the debate, 6 o'clock tonight on KFI. We'll get a preview from ABC News coming up next about the whole ground rules behind this. That's next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.